1995 was the Zapatista Rebels. Was actually a little later than that, but Zapatista Rebels in southern Mexico. They were the internet darlings, you know. And if you look, you can probably look back and find an article on Wired, you know, whatever it is, Wired, the magazine Wired.
This is through the Rand Corp.
No.
I'm just asking.
The Rand Corp was back in the 60s in Vietnam. God damn, man.
Wait a second. What about when you were a spook and the nuns got killed in the 80s?
I had friends that were... Anyway.
You said you were down there working.
I was down there working. I don't have to be a spook, but I can have friends that are spooks.
You said you were a spook.
I was off the reservation spook. That means I was a private contractor. That means I was a goddamn drug smuggler, okay?
Hey,
you got that clear enough? Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah. As Krusty says, make it up as you go along. You don't know reality from fantasy.
What is the
point? Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me give me your goddamn timeline. You've got nothing right so far.
Hold up. Hey, can I say something?
No. Now, go on, Dr. Burrows. We want the timeline. You got it wrong so far.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter to me, this son of a bitch and traitorous bastard. Yeah, you know, that sucks cop dick, man. We used to be on the same side in the drug war, but he turned.
What's going on here, Patrick? I mean, everybody.
Alright, give me the goddamn timeline, as they say, play the fucking tape.
It doesn't matter. Put all that cursing to.
I'm waiting for my timeline. I'm waiting for my timeline.
Calm down.
Get it all jumbled up in your junky brain, and then see if you can lay it out where it works best for what the Minotaur wants out of you. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden you can't realize that the same smear you're using on me is the same one they used on Carl Madera, is the same one they used on Donnie Anderson, is the same one they used on... some other guy that had a few wild adventures. I can't remember what it is, but, you know, I was a criminal. You do not understand that? A professional criminal for years after Vietnam.
Why?
Well, good money, and it was kind of fun. Got to fly lots of airplanes. Lots of chicks and drugs and rock and roll.
So is that all over with?
What? Yeah!
That cadre that you were on?
That what?
That cadre.
Cadre?
Yes.
In tirade?
Whatever.
Hell no, I'm going to be on tirade for the rest of my life. I have to put up with these stupid sons of bitches.
Well, why do you have to go off like that all the time?
Because, what do you mean, Dabo?
Listen to you.
You want me to screw you with you like that, and then you're gonna be cool about it? I've never heard you go off on a tirade. Oh no, that one never went off on a tirade.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I'm not on a tirade anymore. The jerk brain junkie down there in Florida, and I don't mind junkies. They're usually more insightful than regular people. That's a lot more insightful than regular people, and that's what I liked about Burroughs. Or why I called him Burroughs in the first place. To call somebody William S. Burroughs is an honor. God damn.
I like that.
What? He seems to have retreated pretty well.
Oh, yeah, because he just said he gave up, I guess.
Well, he ain't got the staying power, man. I said, let's get the timeline down. We'll write it down. And then we have to deal with it. But he's got it all jumbled up where it fits the Minotaur's thing that Mikey's a loser and never did anything. And it goes on and on and on.
I want to ask you a question.
What?
Why, you know what, how, I for one want to know how a person could be, have any pride in doing things that are really not very, let's just say morally right.
Like what?
Like murder, associating with people in the underworld, people down doing things that aren't necessarily above board, that never really come to the light. I wouldn't be talking about that stuff if it was me.
Well, you said I was undermining the black the black people when because I was involved in that, and some of it I couldn't get out of after a while. But you know, I didn't necessarily want to do it, but I was just a damn pot pilot, you know, a hippie pot pilot. Well, until at the first, anyway.
What you were doing was wrong, and you know it was wrong.
No, it wasn't wrong. People needed pot. I was a capitalist, all right?
Okay, well, I mean, that's all fine and well, but what, I mean, I wouldn't, if I did it, I wouldn't tell anybody I did stuff like that.
Well, it's way past the statute of limitations, and I could be lying. Who knows? Of course, they'll say I'm lying anyway, but Jesus Christ, I mean, I don't know how many missions I got in and out of southern Mexico, Northern Central America. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
In other words, you're saying he talks too much.
Well, maybe I do now, but I'm sick of all this shit that, you know, that I didn't do what I lived the life I lived. I did live the life I lived.
This is K8VTR.
Yeah, but, you know, Mikey.
I mean, you got on my case about that shit before because you know about it. And you know, and there's all these other people, and a lot of times, like I said about these veterans who went over, and they're called baby killers now. I'm talking. They're called baby killers now, and they didn't know what they were doing. They did exactly what every kid was doing. You know, the ones that resisted the draft and didn't go were the real heroes. You know, the rest of us, I would have gone along if I hadn't failed the draft. I had a 1-1. I may have the card somewhere, but I have to show it to Burroughs to prove that.
Hey, Mikey, you got a second?
What?
This is Joe in Jacksonville, W4WLE. We got a regular group of people that meet here at 3849. In the past, you've moved down or up or something like that. Could you comply with that today, please?
Oh, sure, sure. Be glad to. Hang on a second.
Thank you very much.
I can stop in mid-Brent.
Jimmy, you there?
Roger. Here.
How are you feeling this morning?
I don't know if you guys are fine or what they want to do.
Let's move down to 3843. Let these nice gentlemen have their frequency.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mikey. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're real nice guys. And I'm an evil whatever it is. AE4FB.